You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. An Indiana man asked to touch another man's hair while they're out at a bar. Ryan Johnson says no. Ryan Johnson says no, but the man gets a feel anyway, and the two argue. The toucher apologizes. They go their separate ways. An hour later, as the toucher leaves the bar, he bumps into Johnson again and realizes Johnson just stabbed him.
Nancy, Johnson and the victim were both out at a bar to celebrate New Year's, and inebriation was likely a contributing factor to the conflict between the two men. After being stabbed, the victim lifted his shirt before noticing the wound and then sought help. Surveillance video helped cops identify Johnson as the attacker.
Johnson, located during a traffic stop days later, now charged with attempted murder and aggravated battery. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A woman says she went on a Tinder date with the Idaho killing suspect in 2015 when he complimented her, quote, birthing hips and insisted on coming into her room. In an interview with the Daily Beast, 26-year-old Haley Willette said while she was still in college, she went on a date with Brian Koberger, the Pennsylvania native accused of killing four University of Idaho students in November. After seeing a movie together, Koberger insisted on going into Willette's dorm room to watch another movie together. Willette began to feel uneasy about Koberger and pretended to be sick in the bathroom, at which point Koberger left. Willette said the pair never spoke again, adding that she remembered the date only after seeing his mugshot in the news. Prosecutors say the husband of a Massachusetts woman missing since New Year's Day was seen on surveillance video buying $450 worth of cleaning supplies at a home improvement store the day after his wife was last seen. Police also found a broken knife and blood in the basement of the couple's Cohasset home, although prosecutors did not say whose blood it was. 47-year-old Brian Walsh was held on $500,000 bond on a charge of misleading investigators in connection with the disappearance of Anna Walsh. A not guilty plea was entered on his behalf. Oklahoma has executed a man convicted of killing an elderly couple and committing other crimes 20 years ago before authorities caught up to him in Texas after a manhunt. 62-year-old Scott James Eisenberg received a lethal injection at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister and was pronounced dead at 10:15 a.m. Thursday. Once the lethal drugs began to flow, Eisenberg was seen chatting with his spiritual advisor, the Reverend Jeffrey Hood, who was inside the execution chamber with him. He lifted his head at one point and mouthed the words, "I love you," toward his daughter and attorneys who were among 17 people seated in the witness room. Eisenberg's breathing became labored and he was declared unconscious at 10:07 a.m. He appeared to stop breathing at 10:10. He was pronounced dead at 10:15. A former men's magazine model has been sentenced in Nevada to 10 to 25 years in prison for killing a California doctor whose bludgeoned corpse was found in 2019 in the trunk of her abandoned car just outside Las Vegas. 29-year-old Kelsey Nicole Turner agreed in November to a so-called Alford plea and negotiated sentence that avoided trial. She acknowledged that prosecutors could prove second-degree murder in the slaying of 71-year-old psychiatrist Thomas Kirk Burchard of Salinas, California. Turner, a former model for Playboy Italia, did not make a statement in court. Investigators have identified the body of a woman found over 50 years ago in New Hampshire as a Massachusetts resident who was supposed to see her family off at the airport as they prepared to move to Texas, but never showed up. Forensic testing and assistance from the DNA Doe Project, a nonprofit that uses investigative genetic genealogy, helped identify 26-year-old Catherine Ann Alston of Boston. Her remains were found October 6, 1971, in woods in Bedford, New Hampshire. She had been dead for up to 3 months. Investigators said her death was a homicide, but they haven't determined the cause.
Brian Hoskins robs a dollar store and runs to a nearby apartment complex. Surveillance footage shows Hoskins entering an apartment. Colorado cops knock, and the resident gives them permission to search. There they find Hoskins in a padded bra, camisole, and wig, trying to disguise himself as a woman. Well, it didn't work. Hoskins busted for aggravated robbery. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.